Hello, it's Mark Tiley with one of our Christmas special MyTunes guests. We had three coming on. Each of them chose three of their all-time favourite Christmas tracks. And the first, well, we know him from Ace, from Squeeze, massive solo career, Mike and the Mechanics. It is Paul Carrack.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station.
It's nearly Christmas. On the line, Paul Carrack. Paul, friend of the show. Can I call you that? Because we've chatted a few times here, haven't we?
I think you can safely say that, yes.
Thank
you. Nice to talk to you again.
And you.
How are you doing?
Well, we're fine. We're fine over here. We're doing okay. But it's just been a very, very strange year. I think, realistically, I've never seen one like it. How about you?
I don't think anybody has, mate. It's been bizarre, hasn't it? Absolutely bizarre. But anyway, onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
Hoping for the best for the big day.
Yeah.
And we'll see how we go.
Yeah, see how we go indeed. Now, normally this time of year, like nearly all the artists we're catching up with, you'd be much busier gigging than you are at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been, you know, funny old year, as you say. All our touring stuff went out the window from March onwards. So it's been a bit tricky. And normally around this time, I go over to Germany and I'm sort of guest vocalist with a orchestra over there, a jazz orchestra. It starts off as a big band, but they've added a 12-piece string section as well. They usually do a few concerts over there Christmas time, but obviously, that's not happened. So hoping we can just get together with the family because that's what we like to do.
Yeah. Now, that album, though, with the big band, Another Side of Paul Carrack, that came out a while ago, and that's done very nicely, hasn't it?
Not too bad at all. I mean, I've known these guys for a while now, maybe 15 years. I made a Christmas album with them. That was the first thing we did. And since then, I've kept the association, Christmas concerts, and last year they invited me over to do a TV special with them, and that was recorded, and that was the CD, was the, you know, audio version of that particular concert. So we've got another couple of things in the pipeline for 2021 with them. That it's a nice sideline. I really enjoy it, actually.
Let's have your first Christmas choice. What's it going to be?
My first Christmas choice is one of my all-time favorite singers, Donny Hathaway, and this is his version of his song. It's called This Christmas.
Hang all the mistletoe. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Shake a hand down.
blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Shake a hand now. Wish your brother Merry Christmas.
Hathaway, This Christmas. Lovely choice, Mr. Carrick. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Oh, it's an absolute cracker. Last time we spoke, you were just getting ready for a big, well, it was an online concert, a global streaming event. Now, yes. how did that go worldwide for you?
It went really well, but it was mostly UK, to be honest with you. I mean, it did go out across the world, but our biggest numbers were in the UK. Well, understandably, I suppose. But it has been picked up now by an American streaming company, and they're going to put it out. Oh, sorry about that.
That's right.
I'm going to have to answer the,
answer that.
The door, I think.
Answer hang that. On. I'll hang on.
Sorry, mate. It looks like Amazon job.
I was going to say, has my present arrived?
I like it.
Are you all right then? So yeah, yeah, the streaming live
streaming thing went really well, particularly in the UK, and I was very pleasantly surprised myself because I hadn't seen anything, I hadn't seen any footage or edit or heard anything, but I desensitized myself with a couple of glasses of red wine and sat down and watched it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Actually, I was amazed, but. It was redone in the US. An American company, streaming company, streamed it in America, and we did rather better this time in America. So, but all in all, I think it was an experiment, but it worked pretty well.
Well, hopefully, a little taster of, as you say, live events for real to come. Certainly later on next year. Everything crossed for that.
We certainly hope so. Yeah. Certainly hope so.
Let's have your second Christmas choice. Who have we got?
Okay, well, again, you know, it's down to the singer, Otis Redding. Ooh. They don't come much better.
No.
So this is Otis' version of Merry Christmas, Baby.
Me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm gonna kiss you standing beneath that mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney, half past 3, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Good old presents. I love you, baby. Rest of my life.
that, for me, is just an absolute classic. And it's from a golden era of Christmas songs. They seem to... You had purple patches over the decades, didn't you?
You did, definitely. I mean, and that's, you know, Memphis, I'm assuming that was recorded in Memphis. And great to hear people like Otis getting stuck into that. But my next choice, though, really does bring the old nostalgia flooding back for me, because Christmas, I always loved Christmas anyway, and we had a big family, particularly on my mum's side. And my mum's lot, they weren't big drinkers or anything like that, but at Christmas they'd let their hair down and have a sherbet or two and a port and lemon, maybe, or something like that. And we'd get together at my Auntie Jessie's and Uncle Percy's, because they had a radiogram. So all my cousins, my elder cousins, would be there with the jiving away with their, you know, the big skirts and what have you. So this brings back fantastic memories, a great family Christmas party. And this is Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Another little belter. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Definitive version, would you say, Paul? Oh, absolutely. And I've done a version myself, but it's not as good as that one.
There's honesty for you. Will we ever not have Christmas records? Is it something that we're going to have them, good and bad, forever and a day?
I hope so. I mean, you know, Christmas is, it does seem to get more commercialized and all the rest of it, or maybe that's just me that's getting old. I don't know, but I hope so. For me, it's a great time. I love, you know, getting together with the family. I've got quite a large family myself. It's a time of family for me, and an overindulgence.
Well, it's been brilliant to catch up with you again. I hope we can do so in the new year, and maybe when you're playing, we might even get to do it face to face, which would be brilliant.
That'd be fantastic.
Paul, thank you so much, and happy Christmas.
And a happy Christmas to you too, mate. All the best. Mark Tiley, the nation's station,
Manx Radio. Many thanks to Paul Carrick for joining us on our MyTunes Christmas special. There'll be more coming soon with me, Mark Tiley, right here at manxradio.com.